Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. As I say often, and I want to continue to say, He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. I have a new saying that stays in my spirit all of my life. The Lord has been faithful. I want to make sure that whatever we do in this time that we share together, every Sunday and every Wednesday, that you remember, that you hold fast to, and that you do not let go of the faithfulness of God. We go through so much in life that sometimes we get confused and we get discombobulated. But the Lord wants you to know that His promise, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, is true, it's authentic, and it's real. God will never, ever leave you. I don't care what happens, what is happening, what will happen. His presence is your power. That's what I want to say to you this morning. His presence is your power. If you're still here, if you're still breathing, you have the presence of the Lord with you. And when David said the Lord is a present help, he was not joking. I don't care what you go through, it has to first go through God. And because it has to go through God, you must accept Him and His presence, which comes with power. Nothing in this world, nothing on earth, will be able to outdo, outlast, or overcome the power of God. We go through this, we go through that, we experience this, we experience that. But the reason why you're here and you're able to hear me speak right now is because the power of the presence of God is with you. When we're going through the valley and the shadows of death, we don't want to hear anything other than relief. We just want to get out of it. We just want to leave it alone. Let it get away from me. Let this cup pass. But we must also take on the spirit of Jesus, where He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done." This morning, I want to make sure that you clearly understand, without anything being in front of it or anything confusing it, I want you to be sure on this one thing. The Lord is with you. The Lord sees. The Lord understands. And you will get through this. There is nothing in life that you cannot get through. You've been through so much before, and the Lord brought you out. He's not brought you this far to leave you now. He knows where you are. He knows the circumstance that you're going through, and He knows the pain that you may be experiencing. But it would not be with you if He would not be able to bear it and cause you to come out stronger, wiser, and better. All the time that we've shared together over the years, my words have proven to be true. The Lord is with you. He's still there. He's still strengthening you. He's still building you. He's still protecting you. He's still making a way for you. This morning I woke up, and the Lord had in my spirit the message that I'll be preaching this morning at Zion. And the Lord was saying to me clearly, without any issue, your lacking is my surplus. If you need something, it's time to let the Lord be the fixer. You've been the fixer for a long time. You solved it for a long time. But as you're growing and maturing, God is showing you have to depend on Him more. More. You have to depend on Him more. Yeah, I know you were able to figure things out before. But as we grow and mature in God, He wants less of us, of dependency on ourselves, and more of us to depend on Him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who gives us the power to have our being, our moving, and our interacting. We must trust Him today. There is no secret wand that I can give you. There's nothing I can wave over you to cause your midnight to turn into day. But if you endure it, if you trust God through it, you will get through it. I know that as a fact, because I've tried Him, and I found Him to be faithful. I've tried Him, and I found Him to be true. I've tried Him, And I found that he will never leave nor forsake you. I found out that whatever he says, he's true to his word. God brought you to this moment. God will bring you through this moment. And God will bring you out of this moment. That is a process. You cannot whine and cry because you are uncomfortable. I was speaking with one of the young men in our church just this week. And I shared with him, you will never ever be able to be successful if you cannot endure uncomfortability. You have to be uncomfortable sometimes. Because doing the right thing is uncomfortable because our nature is for us to do what is wrong. Oh, yes, it doesn't cost anything. It's very easy to do what is wrong. But it takes you to become uncomfortable so that your character can grow, so that you can become stronger. And I say to you, saints, it is not easy living for the Lord. It is not easy growing in grace. But this is what we must do in order that God may arise in our lives and that the success that we want to achieve, we're able to achieve it. You have to become uncomfortable. I never will forget years ago when I started working out. And the trainer told me very clearly, Pastor Chris, listen, you're going to have to understand. If you want to grow, if you want your muscles to be strengthened so that when you get a certain age, you won't be feeble, you're going to have to put some tension on your muscles, he said, tendons at that time. He says, you're going to have to put some tension on them. Because if you don't put tension on them now, it's going to freeze up on you. It's going to stop growing, and you will become weaker. You're going through some tension right now in your life. You've been through some tension in your life. You have to survive it so that you can see and experience the power and the strength of the God that you serve. You are where you are and who you are, not because of you, but because of the God you serve. And your life is going to be a reflection of his grace and his mercy. You all have heard me say many times on this call when I pray for our sister Ashley and Michelle. You've heard me say many times, thank you, Lord, for making them an example of your grace and your mercy. And if you ever wondered why I often say that, because I do believe that they live, they have their being because God is showing us I can keep people. I can strengthen people. I can get people rebounds. You're here for a reason, my sister. You're here for a reason, my brother. Be not wearied in your well-doing. You will reap if you don't faint under the pressure. If you trust God and keep moving. You all right? It can't defeat you. You fight from an advantage point because you know at the end you win. You know at the end the answer is amen. You know at the end the answer is yes. So why be so wearied? Why fall apart? You know, I am afraid of needles, and I tell everybody that. And when I have to go annually to get my blood work, that's the worst time of my life. My blood pressure go up. Everything goes crazy. But I do it. Can I tell you why I do it? Because in order for the doctor to make sure everything is all right with me, he has to go into my blood. And the thing that scares me the most and hurt and causes me the most trepidation in my life, I got to live through it so that the doctor can tell me if everything is all right. Well, Pastor, why can't you just trust God and let it happen? Because God put the doctor here. And the doctor's wisdom matter. Stop trying to find an excuse not to be strengthened. Stop trying to find an excuse not to go through what you're going through. You're not going through it because you've been a bad person. You're going through it because God is trying to grow you. God is trying to strengthen you. God is trying to strengthen the intimacy of the relationship. Into me you see is what intimacy is. And God is trying to show you who you are and where you need to go. What you're going through is not nothing so monumental that it's going to cause you to fall apart. Cause your family to fall apart? No. Jesus said, I come that you might have what? Life. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But in giving you that life, you got to go through the storms. In giving you that life, you got to go through the rain. In giving you that life, you have to go through the suffering and the pain. Well, Pastor, I don't want to go through it. But you have to go through it if you want the Lord to bless you in the way that he has designed to bless you. He's not going to just give you a gift. My daughter, She had to learn how to appreciate certain things. I never will forget, I bought her a gold arm bracelet. I never will forget it because she was playing with mine, and she kept playing with it. I think she was 3 or 4 years old, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy her one and let her have it on her little arm, and she could play with hers and see that she got what Daddy got. But what I found out after she was in child care for, I think it was maybe a week, it was gone. And I don't think that the teacher stole it. What I think happened is Ashley didn't see the value of it. So she lost it. And I beg you to understand something. If people don't understand the value of something, they'll never appreciate it. She had to learn what a dollar means. She had to learn what a gold bracelet, the value of it in order to secure it. You go through what you're going through because you have to learn how to trust God, how to believe that God is too kind to be cruel and too wise to make any mistakes. You have to learn that. And you can't learn it if you're running from the trial, if you're running from the tribulation, if you're so scared to go through this and so scared to go through that. Listen, of all the issues I have in my life, one of them is not trusting God. I am able to step out in faith. I am able to step out believing, trusting, and holding to God's hand because I know he's going to work it out. I don't understand all the details. Never do I always understand all the details. That's why when things go wrong and things go a different way, I'm shocked, but I let God fix it and work it out because God knows what he's doing. He understands what he's doing. And he's always going to work it out in our favor. I believe that. I need you today, as you go about your week. Today is Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I want to make sure that you understand, at the beginning of this week, I want you to go about your way this week. And I just want you to say, God, you're fixing it. You're working it out. Show me what to do. Show me where to go. Show me how to handle it. And I'm going to work it your way. And I guarantee you, by the time we get to Wednesday, you're going to have a shout. You're going to have a dance. You're going to have a song in your spirit. Because wherever the Lord leads, he guides. And wherever he guides, he provides. And wherever he provides, it's more than enough. Being Jehovah Jireh is not just about a name. It's about a reality that Israel experienced. He's more than enough. So if you can trust God today, he can work it out for you today. If you can trust God today, he can fix it for you today. If you can trust God today, he can handle it today. Yes, we go through trials. Yes, we go through tribulations. But it's all working something. It's working something. And whatever it's working, it's going to work for your good. To all my pastors who are on the call this morning, the Lord's word to you is very simple. You go ahead and step out and watch God work it out for you. Watch the power of God move in a mighty way in your life. To all the saints who've been praying about something. Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're going to fix it. I don't know what's going on. God, I hear the pastor telling me every week to trust you, and it's getting worse. Listen to your word today. It's working out. It's already solved. It's already resolved. You got to trust until his will is made manifest. Did y'all hear what I just said? You have to trust until his will has been made manifest. He's already willed it to you, but it has not been manifested in your life. You got a few more corners to turn. You have a few more steps to make, but you cannot make them begrudgingly. You cannot make them angry. You have to make them with the joy of the Lord being your strength. Every step you make is a step that I trust God. I believe God. I stand firm in God's word. This is how you must react to all the things that's happening in your life. Today, I beg you, as we prepare ourselves for the scripture of the day, let God arise in your life. Go ahead and trust him. Everything is going to be all right. Oh, it may get a little rocky. But you know, in order for us to get to the destination, we may go through some turbulent air. But when we go through the turbulent air, know that he's going to keep the plane in the air. And you're going to be shook up a little bit. But the shakeup is going to bless you that with things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. The scripture of the day is David having a conversation. In Psalms 119, David's having a conversation with himself, and he's writing this psalm so that Israel can sing it out loud, so Israel can understand the intimacy that is held with Jesus. was the God that they served. In Psalm 119, in the 93rd verse, listen to what David says. I will never forget your teaching, for with them you have empowered me. I will never forget your teaching, for with your teaching you have empowered me. I will never forget your teaching, for your teaching have empowered me. Brothers and sisters, can I just give you a quick word this morning? The power of God's lessons. There is power in what God is teaching you. You're not going through what you're going through for nothing. Stop it. Stop believing it's a waste of time. You had to discover what you discovered, as damnable, as harsh as it may have been. You had to discover that in order for you to learn from it. You're not just here for no reason at all. You may have depended upon people too long. You may have depended upon circumstances too long. God is saying, I exposed it. Now you are hurt behind it. And because you are hurt behind it, now you can't get to the miracle I have for your life. The lesson should have taught you. It should not have tortured you. The lesson should have taught you. It should not have caused you to back up your relationship with him. You witnessed the power of God before. Now witness it now. You were healed before. You were delivered from something before. He brought you out of something before. He gave you strength in your weakest moment before. Why don't you think he can do it now? The lessons that God teach us are lessons of strength, are lessons of power, are lessons of growth, are lessons of development. Wake up, my sister. Stop being a toddler. You're at the university level now. You're still in the toddler class with your big stuff under those little desks. You don't even look right in that little toddler classroom. He has elevated you to the university level. You are at the university level. You're studying things at a different level, which means you are experiencing things at a different level. No more is it about you and your way or the highway. Now it's all about your God and the God who's been with you all of the days of your life. This is why I say, all of my life, the Lord, you've been faithful. I preached a funeral on yesterday. One of our members who just joined our church, husband transitioned, and I preached. And one of the things that I constantly said all of his days, God has been faithful. Even when we were wrong, even when we've done things crazy, even when we were cuckoo, God has been faithful. And we cannot ever believe that God is not faithfully teaching us something new. Another thing happened this week when I was speaking with this young brother in our church. I was telling him, you're going to have to come out of your box. And he didn't understand the analogy that I gave him and the thing I gave him to work out. And he realized he could not make it happen in the square that I gave him. And he said, Pastor Curry, there's no way I can connect all these dots without having one of the dots exposed. I said, there is a way. He said, Pastor Curry, there is no way. He said, I did it this way, and this one is exposed. I did it that way, and this one is exposed. And I did it. It can't happen, Pastor Curry. And I said to him, can I show you, since you are thoroughly convinced that it can't happen? And as soon as I came out of the box in order to connect all the dots with just the three lines, and it was four dots, he said, yeah, coming out of the box, I see now. And I said to him, your mind didn't even teach you to do that. But in order for your life to be successful, child of God, in order for you to be successful in God, you're going to have to come out of the box. What is the box? The box is what you've been trained and conditioned to be in. People have placed you in a box all of your life. You believe God this much and that's enough. You do this much and that's enough. The devil is a liar. This is why I am not one of the most loved persons in the world. because I don't believe in being in people's boxes. Come out of people's boxes. Come out of the box that you've been taught. I was raised in the projects. Do you know how small that box is? There is no way in the world I'll be able to be successful if I stay in the box. I want you to come out of the box and let your faith do the moving. God has bigger things for you. The little things that you've received from God is nothing in comparison to what God wants to do, but you got to come out of the box. The most powerful lesson I taught the young brother was that lesson. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to do what God has called you to do, if you're going to complete the course, you're going to have to come out of your box, because what you've been trained is crazy. What you've been taught is mediocrity. But where God is taking you is going to take a spirit of excellence. Where God is taking you is going to take some courage as a believer. Did y'all hear me? Do you hear me in between my two, trying to teach him and trying to give you the lesson I'm giving him? God has something bigger, greater, and stronger for your life. That little stuff that you're going through ain't nothing compared to where God is about to take you. You're bigger than the little toddler room furniture. You're bigger than the toddler room thinking. You're at the university level, and some of you at the PhD level. And God is saying you're at the apex of where I'm trying to take you. And the greater the anointing, the greater the demons going to come after you. But I am with you. Did y'all hear me this morning? I am with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than every demon against you. If I am with you, I'm more than every odd against you. Because many of you on this call have been told it can't happen. And look at what God has done. Look at how God has made the way. Look at how God has bridged the gaps. Look at God has opened the doors. And when he didn't open the door, he directed you to a window and you still got on the inside. My brother, my sister, lift your head and be lifted up today. Every lesson in life is a lesson. And until and unless we've lived through God's lessons, we have never experienced the grace, the mercy, and the goodness of the Lord. If you have not gone through successfully the lessons that God has for your life, you will never, ever, under any kind of weather, be able to experience the goodness, the kindness, the mercy of the Lord. The experiences that we face are the rent we pay for the peace, the love, and the contentment that we have the privilege of living through. We may go through some turbulence right now, but we pay for it through going through the lessons successfully that God has established for our lives. So much happens in all of our lives. And listen, all of it is designed to make us stronger, better, and more than who we are. This is why we must come out of the box, because we are more than the box that life puts us in. We are more. I wish that you would believe that today. I wish you would believe today that God's lessons is not there to take your life, but it's to give you life. God is not malicious. Don't let anybody tell you that. Don't let your mind tell you that. Don't let Satan whisper that in your ear. Why me? Why not you? Why not you? You can be the next miracle to show the world with God all things are possible. There are people still can't believe now with the little things that God has done in your life. They can't believe now that you are the person that you are after all you've been through. Can you imagine if you let go totally and let God arise in your life? How much more you would have? Listen, God is not malicious. He's merciful. He comes with purpose, and his purpose is to grow you into his image. Follow and submit to the trajectory of God's lessons. Let the lessons lead you. Let the lessons teach you. Let the lessons guide you. David says in the text, he says, and says it almost in a testimonial phraseology, but he says, I will never ever, under any kind of weather, never ever will I forget your teaching. For with your teaching, in your teaching, because of your teaching, you have empowered me. Before I get to my question for the morning, what does the teaching teach us? It teaches us how to trust and depend on God. Because you know what? Sometimes God puts us in a situation that can't nobody else help us. Ah, we want to know why your situation is stronger than you ever thought it could be, and why nobody's returning your call, and why you can't shake this thing, because God is saying, I want you to trust me. I want you to depend on me. I want you to take your own self-will out of the way and let my will be done in your life. I just helped somebody on the call this morning. I just answered somebody's prayer that they've been praying to God, and God just gave me your answer. You're going through what you're going through because God has gotten you at a totally different level, and he needs you to trust him. The question of this morning is this: what do we get out of God's lessons? I want to shift it a little bit. What do we get out of it? We get partnership. When you're going through a lesson that God has designed and orchestrated for your life, you enter into a partnership. His connectivity shows you that greater is me who is with you than everything that is against you. You get a partnership. I don't know who you are and what's going on in your life, but the partnership of God is with you. He's connected to you. He's connected to the circumstances that you're going through. And while it may have been designed to kill you, it won't work. He's going to block it. He's going to block it. It was designed to kill you. Do you know how many things designed to kill me? But he's going to block it. At the right moment, at the right time, the enemies will know, can't touch this. The enemies will know, he's too legit to quit. She's too strong to be wrong. Listen to me, everybody. The first thing, the most powerful thing that we learn out of God's lessons is that we have a partner. His name, Jesus, where every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess his name, Jesus. But at his name, demons must tremble. We get a partnership, but we get something else. We get a promise. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He got a promise. I'm going to deliver you out of this. That's the promise. You're not going to die in it. You're going to live from it. Ah, my God, my God. You're going to live from it. He's going to extend you life and life more abundantly. But then there's one more thing. Not only do we learn the lesson that we enter into a partnership, he gives us a promise, but also we're able to tap into his power. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, and I'm saying yes, Lord, because I know about his power. I know about other people's power too. I know how people like to influence and they like to intimidate and all this other stuff. But when we get into a lesson that God is trying to teach us something, we tap into his power. And he gives us power to become the sons and daughters of God. He gives us the power to be able to overcome stuff that other things have eaten up. My brother, my sister, can I beg you this morning? Can I ask you this morning? Can I plead upon you this morning to trust his power? To trust his wisdom, to trust his authority, to trust him today. Please trust him today. I beg you to trust him because his power outlasts everybody else's power. You get partnership, you get promise, and you get power. That's what comes out of the lessons that God teaches us. So while God is teaching you, tap into who he is, and you will realize that God can do anything but fail. David says in our scripture of this morning, he says, I will never forget what you're teaching me. I'm going to come out of my box. I'm not going to forget it because what you're teaching me, it empowers me. And there is power in God's lessons. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. Today, God, we ask that the word of God be fresh, relevant, and real in the lives of the people who can hear. Father, we pray for every person first who hear the word of God today. You've come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You've come, God, to strengthen us. You've come, God, to protect us. You've come, God, to heal us. And God, today we say thank you. Today, God, we say have your way in our lives. You are an awesome God, and we yield all of our will to you. Have your way in their lives. Strengthen them today. Make today about a good day as we go about to worship wherever we will worship today. Strengthen us in those moments. For the pastors that are on the call today, God, I pray your strength in their vocal cords. I pray your strength in the anointing that you have on their lives. I pray their strength today, that the word of God will be strong and relevant, that the people of God will cry out, what must I do to be strengthened and protected? That sinners will cry out, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, God. And God, now we lift the names of Sister Karen Samuels today. Strengthen her, God. Continue on the rebound of healing. We pray today for Brother Robert Coleman, God. Keep him comfortable. Keep him strong in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Clint Joby Brown today. And thank you, God. We laid eyes on him. And God, thank you for the miracle. He doesn't look nothing like what he's been through, because God, you have been merciful. And God, we thank you. And we continue to pray his strength. We continue to pray his direction and his wisdom. We pray for Brother Kenan Hunt. Continue to keep him, God, and hold him close to you. We lift this morning Sister Wanda Jones, God. We thank you for her life, and we thank you for strength, God. Continue on the rebound of healing. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Keep them as an apple of your eye, and God, keep them in the hollow of your heart, that God, they may be the examples of what grace and mercy look like. We thank you for them. We thank you for Brother Ben Mobley, God, how you continue to protect him and keep him 12 years of plus. God, you've been merciful and you've been just, and you showed the world that you're the one who get the last say, and we give you glory and we give you honor. Today, people have brought prayer lists to the call, God. Somebody is praying for this and somebody is praying for that, and this name need to be lifted and that name need to be lifted. And God, I don't know the situations, but what I do know is you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly, that you're God, and nothing, there's nothing that's too hard for you. So God, I send you to those circumstances, and I say, have your way, let your will be done. And now, God, as we come to this moment, we will be worshiping different places. And Father, we pray for churches and those who are represented today. I pray that you fall on them today. Let the Spirit of God be fresh and relevant in their lives, in the church house. Let the church house be a place of worship. Father, let your will be done. Let miracles happen. Let people rise up in faith, knowing and recognizing the power of who you are and what you're able to do. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, God, and we give you glory. And now, God, we put your people in your hand, and we say, have your way. Bless them today and strengthen them. This is what we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed and safe day. Be covered today.
Have a blessed and blessed one.